Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. After a brief battle with the tech monster, we are back. Dan Rourke is here with me. I'm BBD, of course. Dan, how are we?
I am good, dude. They say twice is the charm. They also say it's the first time I've been here in about 3 weeks. So once again, it is good to be back. Ready to talk some ball, dude. Ready to talk a big series, man. Big series.
It's an important one. Four games, Orioles, a team we're chasing in the standings right now. Need at least a split. You're at home, ideally you get 3 of 4. Back at the stadium, back from the road trip. Let's take care of business, you know?
Yeah. Let's take care of some business. And also, I want to get to the All-Star break, 10 games over 500. We got four against Baltimore, three against the Cubs. So I think that'd be nice to just talk to my boy about this earlier. I feel like all in all, through everything we've been through, you finish the first half, 10 games over, in a playoff spot, all things considered, kind of a W-ish.
Yeah, you got to be generally all right with that. What record do we need between now and then to get there?
Let's see. So we're currently 8 over, and we have 7 games left, so we would need to go
win each series.
5-2?
Something like that. All right. Yeah. All right.
5-2. So big expectations.
Big expectations. Before I have you tell the people the lineup, I've been meaning to tell you all day. Finally listened to the new Olivia Rodrigo song. I was wondering if you've listened to it yet.
I listened to it. So it came out 12 o'clock on Friday, I believe. I listened to it at 12:15. And I'll be honest, at first, I wasn't a huge fan. There's one line with an F-bomb in there. Kind of caught me off guard. Not that she doesn't drop them, but it seemed a little bit forced at the time.
Aggressive.
I have since listened to it probably 7 or 8 more times. And it's my favorite line of the song. And I'm a big fan of the song overall. So good job, Olivia. And her new album's coming out too. Yeah, so even more exciting.
Yeah, when's that coming? I officially got excited for that.
Yeah, I think maybe sometime in the next couple months, I believe. Like, it's not that far away.
Yeah.
I'm a big Olivia Rodrigo fan. I'm not sure if you ever watched.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm sure this is not what people clicked on this for, but High School Musical, the musical, the series came out a few years ago on Disney Plus. Watched that, got hooked, ended up listening to her album. I'm a stan now, bro. I really am.
I love that.
She's a pretty lady, too.
She is pretty. do you want to tell the people the lineup today?
Let's do it. All right. So leading off, you got DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, Harrison Bader, Josh Donaldson, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Anthony Volpe, and Kyle Higashioka.
Domingo Germán's return from the perfect game. That's exciting.
Yes.
Stanton in right field. We like that. And what else is notable? Donaldson's the DH. Feels like he should be playing the field if he's going to play. But hey, so who's out? Trevino, sure. Are the lefties out? Bowers and McKinney? Why is that? As well as a lefty?
Yeah, both Bowers and McKinney. It's, he's a righty. He's a righty.
Okay.
And
that feels like a weird choice. I know McKinney's not been hot, but interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that is a little bit interesting. I'm trying to look at the matchup to see if there's anybody that stands out. Nobody outside of Judge has hit Wells particularly well. IKF hit a homer off him, so maybe that's something to watch for. But best hitter besides that is Gleyber, 2 homers and 16 at-bats, batting 250. But, yeah, man, I like standing in the outfield. That's nice. You know, the splits, or actually it's now long enough of a sample size or large enough to where I actually do kind of buy into the whole Stanton in the outfield. Not that I didn't before, but I didn't pay attention too much to the numbers. But now, especially with him saying too, like himself, it makes me feel more involved in the game. I feel better at the plate when I play in the field. And the numbers are so stark different, blatantly obvious. Get him out there as much as possible.
Yeah. It's nice to see him in there. I mean, especially while Judge is out, like we're forced to play a guy who's not like the best defender in the outfield anyway. Stanton at least is even throwing the words classically trained out there a lot on this show. Stanton is an outfielder. He doesn't move the best we've ever seen him move, but hey, he can play the outfield. He can play Yankee Stadium right field. Use it.
Yeah, and they're going to really have to try to get him out there, man. Because, I mean, if they intend on making some sort of trade at the deadline, like there's not too many outfield candidates out there. And the main guy I wanted was Jock. But I can't even really think about that anymore because what are you going to do? Have two DHs/outfielders that are not. I mean, not that Stan's a bad outfielder. He's always been underrated, criminally underrated. But by now, the injuries getting a little bit old up there in age, I can't really expect him to be maybe league average is like the best you can ask for him. And what's funny is, yeah, that's one of the better outfielders in the Yankees probably right now is a league average 33-year-old, 32-year-old Giancarlo.
That's like what we're looking for.
Yes,
Peterson and Giants don't seem to be selling, and he's barely played any outfield this year. It's weird. I don't know what the Yanks are going to do. Judge with this foot thing, whenever he comes back, he probably needs some DH days. They got to become comfortable using them. Hey, the last week now, have been. So I'm interested. That brings us to the pitching path to victory, I believe. What we're watching for. I guess it was kind of Stanton in the outfield. And the lefties aren't in, which is just odd.
And IKF might go deep off Tyler Wells, possibly.
Hey, 4-game set, homer draft later, I don't know. Okay. Pitching path to victory. Domingo. Normally after a complete game, you look for them to do like a shorter outing. But he only threw 99 pitches. I don't think they're like worried about him. So
yeah,
I think we pencil him in for 6. We were talking about it a little bit. The crew that's in the office. What do you think happens if Domingo is back to like he's up 10 today?
Throws up a stinker, dude. That would be terrible. So it's just like the narratives of it. And I've been. You know, Herman the player, him the pitcher, I've been quite supportive of the season he's having. I mean, outside those two starts in Fenway and against Seattle, 3.08 ERA, majority of the year he's had a whip under 1. And him coming out with that no-hitter or the perfect game kind of reinforced that. Like, nah, Domingo Herman, as long as he has his curveball, like he's a pretty damn good pitcher. He comes out tonight and throws a stinker. That's a concern, especially, dude. I'm thinking of playoff rotation. I'm not exactly sure what happens with Severino. Now, I say that knowing he does translate probably pretty well to the bullpen, so I have that in the back of my mind that he could go there, with also the notion that Herman's your number 3. Because you go, what, Cole, Rodon, Herman, Nestor for 4 games, and then
I guess right Seb probably still right starts. Right now, you may need 5. To be the plan.
Yeah, something like but, that. So with that in mind, I need Herman to continue to reinforce, like, nah, I'm having a good year, I'm a reliable pitcher. And I'd also just for the standpoint of how important this game is, and coming off losing 2 out of 3, gotta pitch well.
They need a win today. They really need a win today. Win the first game of a series. They haven't really done that. Yeah, I'm penciling him in for 6 tonight. Cordero should be the only one fully unavailable. I guess they probably try to stay away from Ron and Mike King. They're available if you need them, but got enough other guys around. So probably something along the lines of like Domingo to Clay gets the 9th. I'm using Canely a lot more in some 8th innings, I think. And Wandy. Use those guys. Wandy might be back through some nice looking pitches, good performances, over the weekend. So I believe in Wandy being back. I think those are your crew. Go get a win today.
Yeah, and dude, speaking of Clay real quick, kind of a crime that he wasn't an all-star, especially over Manuel Class A, seeing his numbers and compared to what Clay's done, a little bit ridiculous. But yeah, I think that makes sense. Canely, Holmes, Peralta, they've looked solid. Now, King, he threw 3 1/3 on in game two on Saturday.
Game two Saturday. Not a crazy pitch count. 36 pitches Saturday.
Yeah,
I would guess they'd still want to stay away.
Yeah.
You'd like to be able to fully use him the next day. Or Wednesday when we're getting kind of a bullpen day. It might be another three innings.
Hamilton didn't pitch Sunday. He pitched Saturday in game one. Or game two, excuse me.
Yeah, he opened game two and then didn't pitch Sunday.
So unless there's some like injury holdback on him, just coming back off the IL, outside of that, he might be available too. So I think our bullpen's actually in a decent spot today. I also think Herman could also give you seven. So
yeah.
I think we're set up. And that's what's so good about
length from him. They're happy to use it, I think.
Yeah. And that's, to me, a big reason why I do still think I'm as optimistic as possible with a lot of this season still, is because no matter how bad the offense is, when the pitching is this good, you're in every single game. And you can go into every single game kind of assuming you're probably only going to see the opposing team score, what, 2, 3, maybe 4 runs. When that's the case, you're in every single game.
It's a race, to four.
People always say, dude, what does crack me up, and I do truly, trust me, understand the pessimism about this team most of the time, but people will be like, they have the worst offense in the league. You know, they have the best pitching staff in baseball, too. Just throw that away. It's a throwaway statement to them. Like, nah, bro, that's half the game.
Yeah.
That's half of baseball right there, you know? Having the best pitching staff in baseball, that goes a long way. That's why we're in every single game.
Yeah, that's... 2018, 19, like the beginning of this era. I mean, how much were we begging for good pitching? The pitching's carried this team for a couple years now, and especially this year. They're in a playoff position right now. So,
which it's enough to me to be able to think this team can get by without Judge, stay afloat in terms of being .500 for a month.
Yeah. Hey, let's look into a good week and try to do better, but I think they can survive it. Get Judge back as soon as possible, but they can survive it, theoretically.
Yeah. Sorry if I'm stepping on your toes a little bit here, because my I don't know if it's my internet or what, but it's a little bit of a delayed feed.
No, you're good.
I just think at the worst, at the worst, go .500. You get Judge back with, even if you're within a game or two of a playoff spot, at least regular season-wise, they've shown when Judge is on the field, they win.
Mm-hmm.
You get him back game or two out of a postseason spot with 2 months to go, 3 wild cards, I'm sure the Yankees make the playoffs. And majority of that is because the pitching staff is keeping them every game. I don't know how I got on that little tangent, but yeah.
I like it. The pitching's been really good, man. And they get some more help, some more length with Rodon coming back, even if the first few times out he's not giving length necessarily. Like, There's butterfly effects to these things. I know pitching hasn't been the problem with this team. Again, a guy like that added to it, that improves your chances in every game. So I'm excited about that. I think we're ready for the second half of the show.
Let's do it.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Everyone in the world, well, in the lineup today at least, available to you, Dan. You have the first pick today.
All right. Well, I alluded to this a little bit earlier. I'm not going to take him just yet. I'm hoping you won't. I'm playing smart. I'm kind of learning from you. Strategize. Mm. Think this stuff out. So I'm going to go with kind of an old story by now. It doesn't so much apply, but the whole Gleyber Torres versus the Orioles pops in my head. He does have 2 homers against Tyler Wells, and he's kind of been a little bit on a slump over the last month or so. Look at his numbers, because a lot of people are saying he should have been an all-star. I don't agree with that. OPS is down to .737. He's having a nice year. I like Gleyber.
I'm not upset with him not being there. He's in the group of guys that have an argument, but...
Yeah, only reason I would be upset is, I mean, Whit Merrifield with his .700 OPS, that's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why somebody might be pissed, but regardless...
He's a weird one. Yeah.
Anyways, I just think it's time for Gleyber to wake it up a little bit. So I'm going to go with him, and I think it'll be a big homer too. Whether that's like a 2 or 3 run shot in the first inning. Well, can't be a 3 run shot because he's betting second. But
well, if they bat
something big
around,
in the first or something big late, Gleyber Torres going deep.
Yeah, if he's what gets the offense going, I'm open to that. I like that a lot. And what will I do? It's been a long time since this guy's homered. It's been a long time since Rizzo's homered, but I think I will take him, just lefty at the stadium. Let's try to spark him. I'll take Anthony Rizzo. And with my second pick, four games set, you got to get a little funky. Which way will I get funky? I'll grab DJ. I said it a lot on Talking Yanks yesterday. Like, there's stuff in there over the last week that is good signs. So I don't know.
Yeah,
DJ Pope.
No, I mean I'm with you. You know, I feel like the way he's looked over the last week doesn't exactly correlate to the stats. I mean, the Rangers series, he had a lot of nice swings. He had that RBI double to the opposite field. He had a couple lineouts to the opposite field that looked good. A couple hard hit balls on the road trip. I still have to believe that he's going to break out of it at some point, because I think the Yankees are going to go into the playoffs with DJ as their third baseman. Mm. So part of me just like has to assume he's going to figure it out, because I think he's kind of a staple there probably for the rest of the year.
DJ, I think, is going to figure it out, and he's walked a little more of recent. He only struck out once in the last week, or twice now after yesterday, but... the strikeouts are a concern. I am worried about him, but if he can get hot, we would take that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, somebody commented in the chat. They're like, what was it? Just trying to, strategy. Tell the guy you're going to take your second pick. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to take IKF, so that's why I disclosed that information to you, but that is a good point by you.
Yeah, you...
I
knew you wanted him, and I didn't want to ruin your day.
Yeah,
so
I had a feeling there was gonna be some etiquette by you, BBD, and I appreciate that. I am taking IKF. Once again, he has gone deep off Tyler Wells. He's been hitting the ball a lot better lately, so much so to where his season stats are actually starting to look respectable. He's
they're
getting close to the league average hitter almost. You know, he's in the 260s. He, I believe, has an OPS plus now in the 90s.
Yeah, so, He and Volpe might both be there. Or at least their WRC pluses, I think, are both above 90 now. And that's exciting.
Is this wrong of me, BBD? I want you to tell me or not. I will look at a WRC plus, and I will call it OPS plus. The reason being, so I look at them essentially as the same thing.
They're
basically
the same.
I
don't know how they're actually different, but I know they technically are.
The reason I'll do so, though, is because OPS plus is so much more, I feel like, for somebody who may not know what it is, it still clicks in your brain. OPS plus, like, so I'll just call it OPS plus, even when I'm referring to WRC plus.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Like, I think people will sooner understand that than WRC plus.
Probably.
All right. The over-under today, the line is, any guesses? Domingo versus Wells.
Seven and a half?
Eight and a half. We were on a huge run of 7.5s. I think four games in a row on the pregame show. But it's 8.5 today, which is pretty high. Pretty high.
Yeah.
I think I might be going over. I think the Yankees like to hit against the Orioles. They're due to do it. And Domingo and... Well, nobody expects perfection twice in a row. I think maybe he gets clipped once or twice, but Yanks win 6-4.
8.5. I'll take the under. I'm thinking more of I think Domingo's gonna pitch pretty damn well tonight. I think he's gonna go 7. Two
I
runs.
Love that.
Yankee offense will be good enough. Score 5 or 6 runs. Limit the Orioles to 2. Under.
All right. Best and final segment of the show is the premonition.
Yes.
I'm racking my brain trying to find something. I don't know if you're seeing anything in tonight's action.
You see that clip posted of Volpe doing the CPR?
Awesome.
That was absolutely hilarious.
Did you see my clip?
I didn't know.
I replied to Talking Yanks' video of me doing it to the Jake dummy that we've got. Just going nuts.
Do you feel confident in yourself if you had to perform CPR, you'd be able to do it?
I was an EMT for 5 years, so
oh.
So
all right.
I feel so pretty good feeling, about it.
If I'm ever feeling lightheaded,
you
around you,
I wouldn't be doing CPR to you if you're feeling lightheaded. You need to like be not having a pulse, like you're like dead.
Fair. That's a good point by you. It has to be a little more extreme than a fainted. Okay.
Yeah.
Or fainted head.
But like I can help you out sometimes. No longer have the license.
I think tonight we're gonna get. I probably should have went this route the homer draft then, but a Stanton bomb, 470 plus bomb. In my head, I'm thinking the Grand Slam early 2021 to left center, something like that.
I like
a nuke bleacher territory, deep in. 470 plus.
Big shot.
That's mine.
Oh, long ball. I like that. Ooh, I like that. What am I seeing? No Trevino. Okay. ooh. I think Volpe scores on like a wild pitch tonight. Just on that. Ball's a little slippery. You know, Yennier Cano, he throws a power sink. So maybe one of those gets away. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Volpe's been getting
maybe
on
he
more
causes
general.
It too. Like he gets in his head. He discombobulates
maybe he had, like,
the man.
Just stolen second or third, and so he's in his head. It's like, oh, Volpe made that run.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. Sounds pretty good to me, dude.
I like it. I like it. I like you. I love all the people listening. Everyone enjoy the game. Hopefully rain's like not a factor.
Doubleheader on 4th of July would be tough and not in a good way. So let's go Yanks. Big series.
Let's go Yanks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.